Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You can almost never go wrong with Queen. Yeah, especially this one for us, right? 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining us by phone, we have Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, does it make you feel at all better to know that the person talking to you, the person pushing the buttons on the board, and of course we know you as well, we're all gingers?
Yes, right? It does.
First time that's ever been true in the history of this station right there.
It's such credibility mixed with mischief.
It is. You know? That's exactly right.
It's
100% soul-free, by the way, just to make sure everybody knows that that's true. So last night, City Council, you had the student takeover, right?
That's right. Yes, Andrew, this goes back. Our Gulf Breeze Optimist Club has been hosting a breakfast and sponsoring this event for 31 years this year. So we have a deep history of working with our National Junior Honor Society. Those are eighth graders. They come in on a Friday and they do a deep dive into learning what the council manager form of government is. And they go from department to department, spend the whole day learning about our missions. They learn about Robert's Rules of Order, how to make a motion, second it, all those fun things. And then they actually have a real agenda. Our mayor and council sit behind them and take the wall, and they debate back and forth. It's always a packed house. We always have members of the citizens who come during public forum or ask hard questions, and it's really exciting. We actually had three residents come last night and express concerns, very strongly about traffic on their street. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun to watch the eighth graders navigate that. So lots of fun last night.
I love it. And, you know, I'm a big supporter of this event. I love that you guys do this. I just think it's such a great opportunity for kids to learn, the public to learn, and just everybody to enjoy a little bit the process of government, which is not always the most enjoyable thing in the whole wide world. You had some interesting stuff that you're about to do with Shoreline Park. It's the 60th anniversary of the park, and you're doing a welcome area. Is that right?
Andrew, Shoreline Park is 153.5 acres, but who's counting, right?
Right. Yeah, no, it's a huge facility, and that's just, you're right.
It is. It's absolutely huge. And the history of that park actually dates back to the 1500s and recorded history. And that's really exciting, too. I've just had the honor of having Dr. Judy Bentz look over some of our records and research in honoring our 60th anniversary as the park being a city park. But, you know, in 1830, the federal government reserved those lands for naval purposes. And it wasn't until after World War II that the federal government said, you know, I think we're ready now to no longer need these lands. The reason for that, Andrew, is it wasn't until 1930 that the first bridge was built from Gulf Breeze to Santa Rosa Island, which is now Pensacola Beach. So before 1930, the only way really you got to the island was either by, you know, having a more shallow vessel where you could get close to the island itself, or they actually, most vessels for hundreds of years, would moor on the Gulf Breeze side,
is
why the water at Shoreline Park South is called the English Navy Cove. So that was cool. This is where all the supplies were, and then they would cross the Sound to get to the other side. Rich history, and we're going to be celebrating that soon with the grand opening of our new welcome area at Shoreline Park South.
No, that's really cool. In fact, it makes me think about, like, I was just down there for Gulf Breeze Arts Festival recently, and, you know, I drive around and look around and see things, and I haven't been there for a little while. And I was amazed at the other side of the road at the community center. And it's easy to forget the huge, like, 3 or 4 play areas for the kids, the splash pad. I think you have 10 tennis courts, you know, the skate park, the disc golf area, the, what, now 3 and going to be 5 or 6 volleyball, sand volleyball courts, all the fields, the new athletic field at the other end for the lacrosse and football. And all. I mean, like, it's – plus indoors, I mean, you know, all of this space in the community. I mean, it's unbelievable the level of – the number of things that you have available at the community center. It's almost stunning, really, when you think about it, for a community the size of Gulf Breeze.
It is. And Andrew, you and I were talking about that. The history of just the community center itself is really cool. So the city was incorporated in 1961, going back to the mid-50s. At that same corner of Sunset and Shoreline, there was a recreation center with a dance hall and billiards. And it's cool talking to some of our residents who still remember that. So before we had a police station, and when we were still trying to work, you know, to get the money for a boat ramp at Shoreline Park South, we always had a recreation center there. And so it definitely is so important to the fabric of what our community is. A lot of people don't realize, Andrew, that our city hall and our library sit inside of the park. So our park is really the center of all of our family and our culture here in Gulf Breeze, and we're really proud of it.
I'm just, you know, as a pool player myself, and therefore obviously a degenerate, I'm just thinking about the history of like a dance hall billiard parlor in, you know, sleepy little Gulf Breeze where the community center sits now. Like, that's just so cool to me. I think that's amazing. Well, Sam Abel, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date on what's going on in Gulf Breeze. And I love the student thing. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.